Welcome to episode, what I think is number 47 of Stuttering is Cool. Hey, it's been a while since I did an episode of just myself. I hope you guys have been doing great. Here, let me just... So, as you can tell, I'm in the backyard again. You can hear from all the traffic. It's still pretty cold. Spring's coming late here in Toronto. But grass is getting greener, and I'm looking forward to warm weather again. Two days ago, I went on a meetup, a stutterer's meetup. Not my stutter night that I had started up, but somebody created a meetup group on meetup.org, or is it meetup.com? I keep forgetting. I believe it's .com. I'm going to put the address in the show notes. It's a Toronto Stutterers meetup group, and we met up. We met up on Wednesday night. It was the first meetup, and it was fantastic. There were seven of us, some familiar faces, and a lot of new faces as well. It was remarkable how an instant bond you create, and, you know, like when two stutterers meet, that instant bond where we both share the same experiences, and we're talking about, you know, just our experiences in stuttering and, well, what we think about stuttering and all that. And there are no awkward pauses in the conversation. You know, when you first meet people, sometimes it gets a bit awkward or something. Nope, not among us stutterers. So I can only say that it was a fun night, and I'm hoping that we'll have more. Today's show is going to be pretty quick, I guess. I don't really have much to say. It's more like apologies for, well, one, I have a late show. Two, my comics, I haven't even had a chance to work on it. It's been over 2 months now. Just other projects coming up that I can't put aside. So I think what I'm going to do is spend the summer working on my comic and just, you know, relaunch in the fall. Do like the TV shows do, and do like a, here's season two. Do all that. I think I'm going to do that so I can focus more on other things that I gotta get done, as well as, you know, put out a great show. So that's what's happening on the comic front. Not much stuttering talk I'm gonna be doing on this episode. I just wanted to give a quick update, as, you know, sometimes it's good just to talk about yourself, you know. Seriously, a lot of I receive comments where people say, you know, I'd like to hear more about what you have to say. So I didn't really prepare much. I do have a question that I got, that I received, but I forgot to listen to it to refresh what the question was. I have listened to it before, but I just haven't listened to it now before recording. So I'm still unorganized, scatterbrained, actually. Let's see, what else? Oh, right, stutteringappreciationday.org. Friday, November the 13th, 2009, is the first Stuttering Appreciation Day. So I'm going to leave a comment, a link, but stutteringappreciationday.org. The gist of it is, you spend that one day and you go to the site. I'm going to have comments opened on that day, February, November 13th, and you can write what you appreciate about your stuttering. Now, I know some stutterers, they feel that it's a curse and they hate it. But I want you to really think, you know, of the positive stuff that came with stuttering. Okay, well, you can appreciate, yes, stuttering does kick my butt every so often. It is awkward, but there are a lot of good things. You know, it's just like the yin and yang symbol, the two fish, black and white. One has a white dot, and there's a white eye in the black fish, dark black eye in the white fish. I remember hearing once, there's good things that come out of bad things come out of good things. And that's what that yin-yang means. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more to it. But whether that explanation is correct or not, you know, it does make sense. So there is something good that comes out of stuttering. I mean, there's, you know, the social filter. There's, you know, it makes us more, accepting of challenges, I guess. I mean, we still go out, we still have to talk, we still do it. So it's that day. If you have a blog about stuttering, if you have a podcast about stuttering, if, you know, whatever online presence you have, Facebook, whatever, about stuttering, on that day, I want you to blog about what you appreciate, and then add a link to add a link to that blog post on Stuttering Appreciation Day when I have that, when I have the comments open. Feel free to even send in your blog or your online presence, and I'll add it to the list of participating sites. You'll see it at the bottom of the site. I made the site as minimal as possible. You'll see there's a link right at the bottom, very tiny. It says you, and it's at the bottom right corner. And, you know, it'll just pop up your email program and just write right away. And I want this to be a good thing, so spread the word. I want this to be a successful thing because I want stutterers to really, you know, feel open, you know, feel happy, feel, well, okay, maybe not happy, but not feel too beaten or anything like that, you know? It's a tough thing to have. I'm not stuttering much right now. It usually happens when I record, probably because I'm freezing cold, which is actually the opposite of what should happen. There was one time, maybe February, freezing cold day, one of those minus 26 days, wind chill. Went to work, I took off my coat, but my chest still felt cold. I was still really, really cold. Like I said, it was a freezing cold day, and I was talking to a colleague, and I just kept stuttering a lot, very, very severe. And I realized, this is because I'm cold. See, the day before, there was a conversation on Twitter with my stuttering friends, and we were just talking about that, how the cold causes stuttering, and I thought, doesn't happen to me. Well, it did. Right now, I'm not stuttering, but whatever. Stuttering comes and goes. We know the story. That's how it is. An interesting thing about the meetup this week, speaking of not stuttering, nobody was stuttering much. It was interesting. A few people were saying that they don't stutter when they're talking in front of other stutterers because they know that those stutterers, you know, that we know what it's like and all that. And I guess it's because they feel better about it. There was another time I was out having a drink with a fellow stutterer friend. And so I was telling him about voluntary stuttering. And so we were just trying it right there. Now, I always had a hard time getting into it because I'm so used to not stuttering on purpose. You know, it's one of my goals to do this year. So we're trying. I just came up with the idea, you know, let's just try it between us. I mean, what's the big deal? You know, and then so we were just voluntary stuttering. My friend mentioned that, like, he felt liberated doing it. And it was nice, you know, seeing. Like, I noticed that his eyes lit up with bewilderment, going, wow, I don't believe this, you know? So I was trying it when I was asking for directions to the bathroom. But it wasn't a total voluntary stutter, because I did end up stuttering anyway, which I guess is supposed to happen anyway. I'm not making sense. I probably should close the episode. Thank you for staying subscribed. I will have more episodes coming up, of course. I'm just babbling. I hope I'll have warmer days soon. Anyway, stutteringiscool.com. I want to hear your comments and also send in audio as well. All the information on how to do it. There's three different ways. You'll find it at stutteringiscool.com. Ciao.